Reporting agriculture's business for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby. Joined by Leeds, North Dakota, farmer and rancher Erica Kenner. And Erica,
a year ago around this time, we were talking very different type of scenarios. So just bring us back up to speed on the 2019 year and what it meant not only for your livestock, but the crops that you grow on your farm as well.
Yeah, so last year was a completely different year than this year, thank goodness, in the farming end of things anyway. Last year, our last fall, with the extreme wet conditions and the early snowstorms, at this time last year, all of our beans were still out. A lot of people's wheat was still out, and it just was crazy. This year, we have all our wheat, barley, soybeans all done. We just started corn. Last year, we did a little bit of corn in November that at 31 moisture just so that the cows would have a place for the winter, and then had to wait till March to do the rest. So this year we'll probably be done with corn in October, which hasn't happened for a long time. So, had a lot of moisture last fall that carried us into the spring, then got some more moisture. We were fortunate in our area. We had a great growing season with that, had a great crop, a lot of grass. It was super. The early frost cut our bean yield a little bit and the corn, but not terrible because they were doing really well. So we were fortunate in our area. I know there's other areas that are drier, but we haven't had rain now for quite a while. But having all that excess moisture last year probably helped. So I guess in the end it probably was a blessing, but last year was really stressful.
Where I've been seeing some big differences, at least on our own farm too, is on the livestock side of things. I think we found out just how much some of those cattle were lacking in nutrition and the grasses we were working with, and it wasn't very good haying year either. So let's compare then to now with the livestock too. I think they're just much happier out there.
Oh, for sure. You know, last year in August, or I think when ultrasound day, August last year, we had to wet down our corrals because the dust was so bad. We were in a D2 drought at that point before the later fall hit. But this year with the excess moisture, we had so much grass this year we didn't know what to do with. And it was so much... It was so much easier to graze our pastures. Last year we ran out of pasture. This year we still have an abundance. And we also had, you know, an abundance of hay, good quality hay. We were able to get it up timely. And for sure, the nutrition levels on everything is so much better.
Well, if there's one big takeaway message from this, whether it be you're a farmer, you're a rancher, you do both, what have we learned from the past 18 months or so, and how does that change what we do moving forward?
I think, you know, as farmers and ranchers, we've always been a little resilient, and you know, you got to adapt to change. And I think it just proves that every year is different, and we have to be able to roll with punches and, you know, take everything in stride and make decisions as we go. You can try to be as prepared as possible, but Mother Nature is really in control all the time. And then we have other factors, you know, the pandemic and other things where it affects markets and it affects logistics and it affects workers, in processing plants. You know, we deal in the food industry with our products. So, you know, we all know how to roll with the punches, and we just have to keep doing that and stay positive, as positive as we can be. We usually can get through things, but sometimes it's just a little harder than others.
Well, again, Erica Kenner of Leeds, North Dakota, thanks so much for joining us.